This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and can anybody tell me if Ad-Rock of the Beastie Boys is a Scorpio? That's an inside joke if you're a Beastie Boys fan. Okay, keep going.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'll do some math. I'm Brandy Posey, and this Halloween, I'm going to be playing with a Ouija B-O-R-E-D, right? Because we're in quarantine, and I can't go anywhere.
I'm Tess Barker, and has anyone ever told you you have a doppelganger? That's the beginning of a conversation no woman wants to have with a stranger.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
We're tired. We had long jokes at the beginning, and that's just what you have to deal with sometimes.
We went the extra lap, each of us, on that one.
Exactly.
Just to explain my joke really quickly, Ad-Rock says he's a Scorpio in like 10 songs.
Oh,
so it's gotcha. Like a go-to lyric when they're like, we have nothing to rhyme with O. Let's just go with, my name's Ad-Rock, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that he claimed being a Scorpio so hard.
He does.
Oh, wow. How very Scorpio of him, I think.
It is.
That's cute.
Yeah. So
let's find out our guest astrology sign this week. Fuck it. Why not? She's got an amazing album called So You Just Out Here. She lives in New York. She's awesome comic. Shalee was sharp, everybody.
Yay. Welcome to the show.
I forgot about Babs being a Beastie Boys head like myself. So when you said that joke, I went, wait a minute. She should know if he's a Scorpio.
Oh, no, my sarcasm didn't even come across. You know what? Yeah. It's honestly a tweet I think I tweeted and deleted. So,
but I thought it, in my head I was laughing like, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't we know? You know.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone know he's a Scorpio?
Scorpio season. He's rung it in. So
is it Scorpio season?
Yes, it just became Scorpio season.
According to everyone's Instagram posts,
topical.
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It just started
a few days ago. Mm-hmm. It's very silly.
Wow. What do we expect for Scorpio season? I would like themes.
Hopefully.
Hopefully a purging of the current apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if any of the signs could do that, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's kind of on Scorpio right now, but I mean, if it moves further, you know,
pressure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It is a lot of pressure.
Whatever sign it is when it happens, we will all be grateful from everywhere in the zodiac.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. All of the goats and fishes will be very into it. Shalee, you're our last guest before Election Day. So.
I am so sorry. Oh, my.
No, because this could be awesome. Oh my gosh, could I tell you guys? I actually decided I'm going to fill out my ballot today and I'm going to drop it off because you can at Dodger Stadium.
Hey.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, right?
A good omen.
That's fun.
Isn't that just like a festive, fun thing?
I do like that there's so many places to vote now. You don't have to just go to the elementary school, like, you know, down the block. You can kind of go lots of places.
Yeah. I like me and Brandy. Brandy and I have the same polling place, and I think it's cute.
Yeah. I think it's really sweet. Although this week, I walked it over yesterday. Me and Anna, we walked over to Occidental College's campus and, like, dropped it in there because their campus has been closed. But we had I voted stickers so we could walk around on it. So that was kind of
VIP.
Fun. Yeah, it was very exciting.
Anything's
exciting. This is exciting right now. That was an exciting day.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting being in LA right now because like the Lakers just won and the Dodgers hopefully are about to win the World Series. But it's so bizarre because you'll hear, I'll just be like, I'll hear fireworks and be like, oh, the Dodgers won, or, you know, I'll just know via that. But it's just going to be so sad. I mean, no one can go out and like celebrate like they truly want to. So it's such a bittersweet like feeling.
I'll take it. If it means the Dodgers winning the World Series, I could live with it.
I mean, no, me too. But I'm just, it's a bizarre thing to be like, fuck, like people have been waiting for this and now you just kind of have to be like,
yeah,
I'm fist pumping from my
I will
home.
Say LA Taco, which is one of my favorite blogs, they did amazing photo series the night the Lakers won the championship downtown. I retweeted it. It's on my Twitter. They were just these beautiful photos. People were not necessarily following COVID protocol, but it was pure joy and the photos were really great. And it's just like the most LA thing of all time. It was very cool. So I think there will probably be some celebration, whether it's sanctioned.
I mean, I know there will be. It's just like not like it properly should.
We won't be. I would like to go and I won't go. So that, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, we won't. Yeah.
You know what I think?
No cars are going to be flipped over. No one's flipping over cars. You
I
think?
Mean, I'm going to do that, but I'm just going to do it safely far away from others.
Every third car will be flipped over because, hey, COVID, we can't do the ones next to each other.
You know what? Yeah,
social
exactly.
Social destructions.
I mean, I know multiple people in Philly that have had their cars flipped over.
Oh, yeah. That's just par for the course in Philly. You have a car that you know you're just going to get. That's what you're looking for in a car.
That's like having a bike in LA. They say it'll get stolen or you'll get hit. If you have a car in Philly, it's going to get flipped.
I know what'll be fun. This will be a good COVID thing for New Year's this year. At least in New York, there won't be like the massive Times Square thing. So that won't be like fucking up the city.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, it's a shame for anyone who enjoys wearing a diaper in the middle of a
oh my God, I forgot that people do that.
Yeah, that you can.
How many
you're
people
not
do
allowed.
That?
Anyone who's going down there, because once you're in the pen, you can't leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Keep that in mind. Go back and watch some old celebrations and realize that at least half of that crowd, the smarter half, is wearing Depends. And they're there for hours. Yeah, because there are no porta potties or anything like that. So once they let you in,
you are
in. Yeah,
and the TGI Fridays
there.
Is not letting you in.
You guys, my mind is so fucking blown right now for so many reasons. Like, number one, how come I'm only now just finding out about the Times Square diapers? Nobody else has told me about this. Number two, how does it only happen at Times Square, or are there other things nobody's telling me about? Are other people
are
wearing
diapers?
Well,
it's happening more often.
It's the rule of the Times Square celebration is once you're in there, they don't let you out.
No, you can't go out.
There's no in and out.
Yeah.
at the Apple Drop or whatever.
So
you got to stay there. So you know, Olive Garden's not letting you come in. Sbarro's isn't going to give you a corner. None of that. None of that's happening.
Yeah.
So
it's, like, it's being in a studio audience for 10 hours.
We need to find someone who's done this diaper thing.
I need to talk to someone who's done this on purpose. My mind is blown.
I don't know.
I mean, can you imagine like ringing in the new year and then being like, well, I wet myself. That's like not the energy I want to bring into the new
year. Yeah. Okay.
I imagine whoever's done it, it's their second time there because they learned from the first time. So it's their second time at the ball drop. And anyone who's not doing it, they're probably tourists. Can you imagine making a trip? Oh, your whole family flew to New York for New Year's. You're going to see this stupid thing drop. And you get in there. And after like 3 hours, someone's like, you can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like you're in.
You have a baby with you. So you're trying to share their diapers.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I wish you were a fatter child.
I take off your diaper for a second. I'm going to pee on it.
Do people wear like fancy outfits on top of the diapers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're dressed up.
Yes.
Yeah, they got so their going out dress on.
So that's the glasses that denote whatever year we're moving into. Right. So, you know, sparklers, mm-hmm. yeah. a nice little gold top mm-hmm. hat, and yeah. then depends.
Type. Well, that's yeah. good. A top hat is a good backup.
Yeah. yeah. You can collect things in that. You can absolutely collect things in that.
That would be a great sell. Like, because, I mean, again, I'm married into being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I've pissed in a bucket. And, you know, frankly... Yeah.
That was in your vows.
Was that part of the vows?
Yes.
That was
in there? Yeah. 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 The whole... Everyone stood up a little bit taller when she said it. We're like, oh, wow, Tess really loves him.
My God.
It's part of being a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Like, you'll never meet an Eagles fan who hasn't pissed in a bucket.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Okay.
That's duly part of Philly.
Noted? That's, I mean, it's a little terrifying, but I get it.
Well, that's
good
their
to know
motto.
What you're getting into.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a really raunchy kind of party culture. Like, they're known for having really crazy, insane tailgates. So it's mm-hmm. just like a lot of drunk people in parking lots.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
You're not
yeah.
making it to the... Yeah. porta potties often.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Well, Tess, you could start selling Eagles diapers in the parking lot, maybe.
I mean,
that's
like
actually a great idea.
Yeah,
that's
I
mean, like, yeah, I think a branded Depends would go far.
People will buy anything with their
they absolutely
their sports,
will with their team's yeah. colors on it. They will do it.
They really will.
Absolutely. They will do
honestly,
it.
Honestly, as we're talking about it, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't be a little bit interested in a Dodger diaper.
Yeah. Well, and then you could get them, so when you pee on them, then they turn the colors, too.
Yeah. Oh, my right. God. Yeah, it turned into the L.A., the pee. Like.
Wow. That's yeah. nice. That's nice.
Look,
is there anything that you guys would wear a diaper for? Like, if you had to wait, if you knew you were going to have to wait.
That's a good question.
That long.
I mean, I guess old age.
Yeah, when it's yeah. forced upon me, I guess
yeah,
I will.
I don't but... know. I can't think of anything I love enough.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I love lots of things, but I also am one of those mm-hmm. people who are just like, I'll just be dehydrated. I've been yeah. dehydrated for nothing. I'll be yeah. dehydrated for this concert.
That's a smarter move. Yeah. Being dehydrated yeah. is smarter than wearing a diaper and overhydrating.
Yeah, like yeah. I feel like, yeah.
The benefits yeah. of dehydration aren't touted enough. You know,
that's
because
true.
Yeah.
You need to be honest with yourself about whether you're going to have ample opportunity to pee after drinking that water.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was a thing I thought about a lot before moving from Atlanta to New York. I was just like,
oh, yeah.
What's the bathroom situation going to be like? My two number one concerns about moving to New York, not mm-hmm. finding a job, it was... mice and the public bathroom situation.
So they were both like founded fears.
Yeah,
yeah,
valid,
yeah,
very valid.
Absolutely.
How
yeah.
do you feel now yeah. that you've
well,
confronted these?
When I first moved here, I figured out, I kind of mapped, after going to lots of open mics, mm-hmm. I mapped out the ones based on like the better bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So I know what bars to some extent had pretty good bathrooms, or at least a hook on the yep. door. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, of course.
And then, course. For mice, my roommate and I got a cat like a couple of years ago. So we're nice. Good now.
Perfect.
We are both allergic to cats, but
worth it.
Yeah, we're
you
fine.
Gotta weigh these pros and cons.
Yeah,
though.
I was like, no, it
has the cat done any trapping
you know
of
what?
Mice?
She hasn't had to. I feel like just by walking around and just, I guess, mm-hmm. in her own cat way saying, hey, right. I'm over here now.
Mm-hmm. Is this my spot?
The mice were like, mm-hmm. oh, whatever, man. This is Bushwick. We can find another place.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a cat in an apartment in New York is the same as like walking with like your mace out in your hands down a dark street.
Yeah, guys, exactly.
Yeah, it's just
I'm not
a good
fuck
deterrent.
With
watching a cat survey their kingdom is truly a pleasure. Where they're like,
"Oh yeah,
we all know this is my spot." Like,
yeah,
I for sure. Like, my roommate was like, "Well, I'm not gonna let her in my room where to," and I was like, "Bro, if you don't open your goddamn bedroom door and let her just walk through there a couple of times, then what's the use?"
Yeah.
What, you think mice don't come through your bedroom?
The name is
they're
on the door.
Exclusively come there.
Yeah,
pick
exactly.
which pet you want. Do you want a cat or do you want pet mice?
Yeah. So, although he had gotten really good at throwing sticky traps at them and catching them as they ran.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, I don't know about
it's
that.
A very
I'm glad.
New York, it's a very New York skill to
but
acquire.
He also, but he's also from Alabama, so I wonder if somehow
it's like a
that's
farm
just
mouse
like,
situation.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like he already had a way with doing that kind
tiny
of thing.
Lassos.
That's a great example of like your country life doing you well as a city slicker.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like I mean, my life has only been in bigger cities because I was like born in Brooklyn and my family moved to Atlanta when I was like 8. And then I just moved back up here. So I'm in the South, but not of the South.
Right.
kind of, you know what I mean? Like I had that kind of upbringing. But my mother was from like the middle of Georgia. So I know my way around a mud patty or something. I don't know. I know how to play with mud.
You
I
can
know
play,
how to play
in
with
the dirt. Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine with a box fan in the window.
Yes.
I can roll with that.
Yeah,
but,
you know what a
swamp
cooler is.
Which is a great skill in New York.
Yeah.
But exactly. I mean, I'm not out here fucking like communing with the animals or anything like that. That's not me.
Would you ever want, like, you know, because I feel like a lot of comedians have this, like, you know, a dream to be like, I want to, like, live in the middle of nowhere and be away from everybody just because we're so, like, weirdly antisocial sometimes. Do you have this dream at all since you've mostly lived
in
cities?
No, not at all. I mean... Part of the reason I was like, well, let me go to New York and see how long my knees can take it was because I already know that in my future, I was probably going to be like that old woman in like her one bedroom apartment with a lot of, you know, something. I don't know. CDs probably. You know what
I mean?
CDs or books.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
And wearing a cloak and all that kind of shit and just walking around. And maybe shushing kids occasionally, but for the most part, just being alone and being fine with it. Mm-hmm. And you can't necessarily, no matter how progressive Atlanta is, you can't necessarily be that without people going, so you don't want no children? You ain't got no man.
Right,
nothing.
You want to be safely
in New York, you're free to anonymously just get
you're
consumed
absolutely
by the city.
Just be, just be lost in it. And, you know, I like what a building, like repeated windows in a building look like. I like how that looks. I like a tree too, but you know, I like
trees those are treat special occasion.
Yeah,
we get the
also
concrete.
Like New York, the parks in New York are so pretty. I think like a well planned city has enough elements of like that greenery stuff
for sure
to give you like your dose of it.
Yeah, and I'm not. Antisocial, but I can be whatever level of social I feel like being in a city.
Yeah, definitely.
And but the way that I do it is not necessarily at home in the South. Like from the time I was 8 in Atlanta, people were just like, "Oh, you're not from here," and I'm like, "But I mean, I could be. I haven't been where I was for long enough." And they're like, "No, it's been long enough." Like you're not a like truly. I was like too fast for Atlanta, and then a little too slow for New York, and I'm fine with that. So yeah, I spent my I had a gap year, which is what I call my 1 year in college. was my gap year, and I was like, oh no, school is not for me, and I did that in a very small town, a very small college in a very small town in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna need buildings with like more than two floors.
I feel like I wish that was what most of us experienced for college, because it should really just be like a year of you finding out what you don't want and then just going on into the real world.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, oh, this is going to cost money and I'm not enjoying this right now. But when I think I'm mature enough for this, I will stop working and go back to it. And I mean, I haven't been back since, but I mean, I still, if I wanted to, I could maybe.
I think it's hard for a lot of young people to have that wherewithal though, because like it's so ingrained in so many people, like even if you're not happy, you stick it out, you go to college, you finish this. Like, I think even though you're technically still an adult at that age, a lot of people are basically still being told by their parents or whatever what to do.
Yeah, you might be an adult, but you're not a person yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you that's know. True. And then there's that whole of like, well, you know, it, at least for my age group, there were a lot of people where it was like, you're going to be the first one to like complete college.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I was not. But, you know, I got a little sister. She took care of that.
There you go.
Oh, perfect.
That's what
we need the sisters to take care of. My brother had a kid. I'm great.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all good on that.
Yeah.
I will say, like, the classes I've taken, because I was in college for 5 years, took me a minute to get out, and I'm still paying. And I definitely think that the classes I've taken now, like as I'm older, mean way more to me than they did when I was, you know, like 19, because I actually give a shit about it now. And before I was, just like wanted to party or do whatever. So,
well, like, you know what time and money are actually worth now, too.
Exactly. So I'm the like old lady in the class who's like, wow, I'm so excited to learn piano with all of you 18-year-olds.
And they're all just hungover or still drunk.
Right.
Or still drunk.
We have to go to break, but I will say I figured out what my diaper thing would be, and I would.
Oh.
So Prince used to have like parties at his house, you know, where he would play like all night. I would diaper for that. I mean, I wouldn't want to meet him in a diaper, but I would. It would be worth it.
You think you would have to diaper for that? You don't think Prince?
I know, but I was thinking, like, what if I had to wait for 10 hours or something? What would be worth it to me if I had to, for some reason, do that?
Yeah.
Just imagine him having like one bathroom that he is like, all right, cool. You waited in line for 10 hours. Go take your diaper off in there and clean yourself, and then join the party. It's like a transition space into his
like
actual
sanctum.
I feel
like he wouldn't let anyone in his bathrooms. They'd be all those fancy guest bathrooms that you're like not allowed to go in.
Yeah. Like
all the soap is shaped like shells, and you're not allowed to use it.
Exactly.
Just dust over his lavender and purple soaps.
Can I tell you guys this? If shell soap is the only soap that's out, I'll use it.
Oh, I'm using it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm rubbing all those ridges off. I don't care. Don't put it out.
I'll leave it moist. Exactly. Don't put it out if it's not for use.
Goddamn right.
All right, we're going to go restock our shell soaps. Tess, we'll be back in a second.
Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Shaloma Sharp.
Hello.
Tess.
I was worried for a second. Like, does she not know that she's Tess?
Today, freeze.
We've been doing this.
Oh yeah,
maybe
for a second.
Froze.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just frozen for a second. I was like, uh oh.
We've been doing this show for a long time, and we still, you know, it's like it should be automatic to us, but sometimes our brains. I guess that was a technological freeze and not a test freeze.
I will say, as the actual test that I did, I must have frozen because I think I delivered that with normal timing.
Okay. All right. That's good. I was very worried. I was like, this should be, they should know at the very least their names.
At the least. You know what? I can't say much right now, but I can say I know my name.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. We got that. Oh, man. Okay. All right, Shaloma, we have this quarantine 102 questions to bring you closer during quarantine quiz that we've been playing with. So you're ready to answer a couple of questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get
absolutely.
Real.
Okay. Right.
When do you overreact?
Let's see. When do I overreact? I guess maybe I tend to let a few little things build up. And then, and then I will get upset at like a dish being dirty. That's not as a clean freak, because I certainly like to leave a dish to like marinate in the air, and then see if it makes its way to the sink. So it will be what I've actually learned from quarantine, though, is health related at the very beginning of all of this. I was overreacting to allergies because I was just like, oh, for sure, this is COVID. Right. I'm in the hot seat of COVID for sure. So I would walk out every day and calmly tell my roommate what my symptoms were and what my temperature was. I was taking my temperature every, I don't know, hour or so. And he's like, okay, well, I mean, that is still like a 97.7 is still normal, Shalee, where you're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not even a fever. And I'm like, well, we don't know.
You know, so. Like, technically, you're cold, actually.
Yeah, actually, drink some tea. But yeah, but even my overreaction is very quiet. It's just a very matter of fact, like, oh, this is how I die. And then I just kind of make my peace with it. And then, you know, so it's right now it's health related. But, you know, usually it's just I'm too scared to say that something is bothering me. And then I take it out on a dish and I yell at the dish as I'm washing it or at the bathroom as I'm cleaning it. Usually I'm cleaning and that's how I take it all out. So now I'm just yelling at the thing that I'm cleaning.
There's nothing like having those conversations to the air where you're just
But when you can harness that into getting like a bright white sink.
Oh my goodness. Yo, just all the soap scum gone. I'm
so good. You fix everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it starts all over again because then my roommate has not noticed that I've done all of this cleaning. So now I'm like, well, I guess I better pack that down in there. This will come back up again in about a week and a half.
It's always like that when you live with people where it just adds up and then that one little thing just sets you off.
Yeah.
How has it been quarantining with your roommate? We had a roommate and he moved out. So it's been kind of like.
We actually get along great because we have the same level of panic. So
perfect. That's what you need. That's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we both are just kind of like, and we like people kind of the same amount. So, and he's a dude I've known since Atlanta. We met doing comedy. And so he moved to New York a couple of years ago and moved in with me, and he doesn't even really do comedy anymore. I mean, who does? but he had already was kind of like, I think I'm good. This city is enough for me. I probably don't need to. I think that comedy hole is filled, and he's probably right. Good for him.
Yeah. God. What? I can't imagine.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So it's what does he do? Does he have hobbies now or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think he does. I don't know what he's doing, but we will like, we can pick up on when the other person needs space and we're just like, all right, I'm gonna leave you alone, or I'm just gonna go in my room and I'm like, yep, fine, cool, whatever. So we get along great. I'm so glad that it's not what we would have wanted for ourselves, but I'm glad that we are at least together. I wouldn't mind being alone. But I also know that my overreaction thing, I would have been at the hospital like every 5 days, just like, is it COVID now? And they're like, we're going to build a wing after you, Miss Sharp, or whatever, you know. So I'm glad that he is here to talk me down from things. And then if he needs it, I can talk to him about stuff. So
for sure.
That is really nice that you can have that when you want it, because I'm like definitely somebody who isolates like pretty easily. And if I didn't, my boyfriend lives here now, but I've definitely in the past like been glad I had roommates, because I was like, wow, I would really not talk to anybody.
Month I could go a full month, and I have a day job where I go in to my office like once or twice a week or something like that,
right?
And I could just go, even with seeing people, I still could just go without speaking to anyone, because I'm the only, you know, I just go in and then just come home. But like it would be insane. I don't know how much I'd be talking to myself. But
yeah,
the cat would be having a lot of conversations.
Absolutely. The cat already now, when she sees me with a broom, she's like, oh, she's going through a thing. Let me go sit on her bed while she's not on it, because she's doing a thing right now.
That's amazing. All right. What childhood memory always makes you smile?
Childhood. That was so long ago. I know. What does? I don't even know. I feel like I've blocked it, or I wrote it all in my diary, and so I was so like, it's there. I don't have
you
to
expended
think about
it. Yeah.
Well, let's see. I actually, what kind of cracks me up, my sister and I watched a lot of Solid Gold. Are you familiar with the TV show Solid Gold?
Is the, the dance one or no?
Yeah, was it
kinda,
dance?
Kind of music-y.
It was, they had dancers, they had the Solid Gold dancers.
Okay.
But it was basically a countdown show. So they would count down the top 10 songs of the week.
Right.
Sometimes the performer would be there to lip sync it while high on cocaine. Because this was the 80s and they
Perfect.
Were all high. But more often than not, they just had the Solid Gold dancers who were dancing to the song, little snippets of the song. And so my sister and I watched that a lot. We watched a lot of the dancing shows, American Bandstand, Soul Train, of course.
Oh, God.
And so that. And so I seem to remember my sister and I made up our own dance to the Solid Gold theme song,
Aww.
Which meant one of us running up on the couch and then doing a move they did, and then we'd have to switch on the couch, and then there was a lot of, you know, 80s just like throwing a leg up somewhere and
yes,
you know, like that kind of thing. And I still remember part of that dance.
Oh my God.
So I feel like I not that long ago said something to my sister and started to do the dance, and she started to do it too.
Aww.
And so I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So this is really.
That's ingrained deep.
Wow. We really thought about this dance deep. But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So that actually kind of cracks me up that we made up a dance and it is with us 40 years later.
Some of those things do, though. Because you because like when you were young, you have that just like obsessive mindset where you're like, we got to get it right. And so.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And especially like we didn't have like any videos to watch. I mean, we had like VHS or whatever, but there was like we didn't really have anything else to think about.
Yeah.
Because that stupid dances.
No, we weren't paying any bills. No. Absolutely not. So yeah, absolutely. This was the most important thing.
Yeah.
Was making up this dance to the Solid Gold. And I'm sure we were latchkey kids, so I'm sure we were home alone because there's no way my mother would have been like, yes, continue to run on the
jump
couch.
On the couch.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Exactly. No, it's all in the name of art. Absolutely do that.
That's amazing. Man, I'm really impressed by TikTok kids' dance moves now. Whenever you see like
that is very
They're really good.
They're very complicated.
Super intricate.
I haven't even let myself download it because I love dancing so much and I just don't have time.
It's a lot. Like I love watching dance videos of you know, core. Yeah. And so I'm into that. But then I watch a TikTok thing and I'm like, wait, we're supposed to do that?
Like that's what challenge. I'm honestly scared of because I think I will try and it will not go well.
Yeah.
I was deciding.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe. Yeah. And then my body's like, you couldn't have done this in your prime. Like, you definitely can't
do
this now.
It's wild. People, like, it really is, like, intricate. Yeah. I don't even understand how that many people can do it.
No, the Zoomers are very talented.
I think it's cool. It kind of feels like the whole world is going through, like, a Footloose moment.
I guess so. It's tough. I'll do it in the shower.
They are trying to shut it down, so that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I have quite a few. I don't know if I would remember all the dances I made up with friends and stuff, but so many things. Like me and my best friend had a, you know, long secret handshake and stuff like that. That I'm like, I know bits and pieces of it are in there still for sure.
Man, I remember senior year in marching band, or we had band camp where you go away to a college for a week and before senior year starts or whatever. And we had dances, like two or three dances a night during the week. And me and like four of the other senior girls, we learned.
That's too many dances to have.
You got to do something with them.
I've
done that. I've done
you got to just stick them in a room.
Yeah.
I feel like I was an orchestra camp kind of thing. It was like an arts thing, and we were in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah.
Some college in the Blue Ridge Mountains for like 2 weeks, and they were like, all right, kids, after your orchestra class or writing class, you're free to do something. And I'm like, well,
Yeah.
I'm not ready for sex yet, so let's just...
Time for bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They better play some music or something.
Yeah. We had dances.
That makes sense. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. The five of us learned the dance to Dirty Pop, and then we had the DJ at the final dance. The whole week, we would disappear for like an hour or two and perfect the Dirty Pop dance, and then like the last dance of the week, we were like, yo, you gotta play Dirty Pop. And then we like... all knew the fucking dance in the middle of the dance floor.
I worked hard to learn that dance. What you hate is I was 30.
That's just a testament to Dirty Pop being good.
I was like 30. Yeah, I was 30. I was 30 or 31, something like that when that record came out. And I was just like, oh, yeah, we're going to get it. Absolutely. We're going to do the whole thing. And by myself. Just hell bent on learning these.
We just have to say for the listeners that Shalewa did just do some of the hand moves, the up and down.
Yeah, yep. It's in me. It's in me. I wish it. Sometimes I wish it wasn't. But
Shalewa, you remember a lot of choreo. What a great.
I don't know. Yeah, I know.
The main piece of choreo that I always remember is when I was in Tommy as a teenager. There was a dance to Pinball Wizard that was like this when we were supposed to be pinballs. And every time I hear Pinball Wizard, I have to do that dance.
Wait, how old were you when you were in that?
16.
Okay, was it all like teenagers?
Yeah, it was like a suburb of Southern California, competitive teen theater.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Then that absolutely, yes, that absolutely tracks that you guys would do Tommy.
Oh, we thought it was deep, but it was a bunch of minors doing Tommy. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why I was just like, why are y'all doing Tommy? Okay. That totally makes sense. Oh, man. That's so funny.
I mean, the three of us did... do a call your girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
we memorized like a little bit of we kind of did our own version of it, but we did do that for impressive. A live show.
We're pretty good at it. I think we're pretty good at it.
Yeah,
yeah. I also think I'm good at. I am not. I to get over a recent breakup. I taped myself doing the dance in what's the name of the group? NERD. They had the song Lemon with Rihanna.
Okay.
And there was it's just a girl who's just walking through like an empty mall and doing this dance through it. Like walk dancing, which is my favorite thing. A video of somebody walking and dancing at the same time. Usher is the king of that.
Yes.
And so I found where whoever came up with the dance was a video of them teaching it. And I filmed myself doing it in my room and put it on my IG stories. Lord of mercy. And
I bet it got good reactions. I bet people loved it.
Well, it was a lot of people like, wow, you have knee braces on. You were serious. And I was like, no, I'm just middle-aged. I know better than to try this without fucking wrapping up my knees first. But yeah, that does kind of take the magic out of the dance. when you see a couple of ace bandages, it's not the same.
That's the reality of it.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what's really happening.
Dude, I learned how to snowboard last winter. And yeah, because I'm like, I can't be getting broken. I'm too old, you know? So I had the giant ass pad, knee pad. Like I was just bumbling around the hill, like no grace whatsoever, but you know whatever you got to do.
Absolutely. I can't just be throwing myself up against the rocks anymore.
No,
you know, I got all the padding possible.
There's no shame in padding.
Absolutely not. A little bit of a shame in a diaper, but the other padding is fine.
But depending on where you are.
Depending. Hey.
If you're going to Prince's house, hello.
That's always been my dream, is to meet him while in a diaper. You know? I have a very specific fetish.
Yeah, it's diaper play, but not what you're thinking. It's a different kind of diaper play. Yeah.
I don't think I'm a baby. I just can't use the bathroom.
Public diapers. Like I say, if this is happening in Times Square, I promise it's happening other places, because those people are coming from other places.
I bet you like the lines for like Black Friday or something. Like,
okay, yeah, that would make sense. A Black Friday thing.
Oh,
have you guys ever done that? Ever camped out?
Of course not. No, of course not.
No.
I never camped out. Me and my friend were going to try to write like a script about Black Friday once, so we did go. Oh. But we didn't camp out. We just went to a few stores the day of to like watch. And
yeah.
It wasn't too exciting.
I had a job where I got off of work at like 2 in the morning, and I drove from that to an Old Navy that was a bit of ways. Like, I passed many Old Navies to get to that one because that one was open like at midnight.
Oh, right.
So I left my Thanksgiving night 2 a.m. shift and drove to Old Navy and got many things, and then came back just slept through Black Friday. But yeah, that was.
There's nothing that makes you want to shop more than getting out of work sometimes, though. I just want to buy a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
that was my that was when I worked at a porn store. That was 24 hours, so that was my. So I left the porn store on Thanksgiving night.
How was the porn store on Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
It is busier at night than during the day.
Sure.
I had quite a few Thanksgiving dinners at the porn store. Because you know we're there. And it was a little bit busier at night when people kind of got tired of being with their families or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't overly busy Friday, because then it would kind of fade. Black Friday would, you know, they'd have to go out with their family and do some sort of shopping thing. And then Friday nights were busy as usual. And then the weekend was a little bit wilder. It wasn't the craziest of the holidays there.
I love the idea of on Thanksgiving being like, I finished all my family time. I got to get to the fucking porn.
Absolutely.
You need a release?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What,
yeah.
Was it the kind of store, like, what was in there? Because did it have the back rooms where people could watch movies and stuff?
It didn't have that at the time that I was working there. So it was like, you know, this was like 20-something years ago. So movies that you could rent. Or buy, but it was like the size of a Blockbuster, but all the movies were dirty.
What's it called? Cockbuster?
Hey. No, sadly not. We would have never gotten any sort of permits if you were that blatant. The most blatant one, there was a store in Atlanta, a chain called 9.5 Weeks. That was the most blatant one where there was no
classy.
Doubt.
Very.
Yeah,
I
and even
it.
They
you
ended up changing
cultured.
Their name. Yeah. culture is a broad term, for sure. But what was the
craziest holiday then?
The one where I was just like, wow, there are a lot of you here. I don't know, Easter.
Really?
not what I was expecting to hear.
There were a lot of people. I remember Easter's being very brisk. I don't know why that
They're
is.
Like, Jesus has risen again, and so will I.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, we would only close for a few hours on Christmas. Like
just a few hours.
Like Christmas Eve. Yeah. Like, we'd close Christmas Eve at like 6, but then open up Christmas Day at noon. And New Year's Eve, we'd close at like 10 and then open up New Year's Day at like noon. And that was like it. Those were the only times we closed. So, I feel
you
like.
Know, I mean, yeah, horniness strikes at any time. We never know.
You never know. But I feel like Easter had more people than it should have, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. it was kind of
brunching. You're looking for eggs. You've got a full day already.
I think Easter's a little is an easy one to fall off the calendar and to be like,
yeah.
Oh, right,
I think if you're like,
today.
All right, I got to be with my family.
You're done by 3.
Is me time. Yeah, Easter is me time. for sure.
That's
probably
so
the slowest. Actually, the slowest days were maybe like Super Bowl Sunday. It was very slow.
That makes
priorities.
Unless it was slow until there was like a breakaway, an obvious winner. If there's an obvious winner, then they were like, fuck it, I don't need to watch the rest of this game.
That's so funny.
Well, let me just go on and
blowout.
Get the movies. Yeah, if there's a blowout, then fine. But if it's a close one, then they will stay away until the game is over. And then sometimes it literally would be like, game's over, and the doors would fly open and all these. I'm like, are you just watching the game in your car? What are you doing?
Oh my God.
Probably.
That's so funny.
That was the time of,
on the radio.
Of all of the cars having monitors in the backs and the headrest
Yeah.
of their navigator. It was that time. It was a real.
Were
was a real jiggy time. Yeah, it was a real jiggy time. So.
All right. Well, let's do one more. If you had a robot for the day, what would you ask it to do?
Oh, whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing.
Perfect answer.
What am I supposed to be doing? Maybe answer emails or let me talk to it. I want it to listen to what I'm saying and then go, oh, she probably wants me to handle this. So if I am like,
you don't have to actually tell it.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of read my mind a little bit. So if I'm like, oh my gosh, robot, listen to this email I just got. And then I say, read the email and I go, you know what I want to tell them is blah, 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 blah. And then I just walk out of the room and then robot goes, I probably need to type that to whoever it was that she just, I think that's what I want out of a robot.
Yeah, because it feels weird giving them, you don't want to directly make them, but just like kind of a passive aggressive, like, God, I wish somebody would take care of this.
Exactly. I'm sure you guys were probably very close to this. I think you're going to get your wish.
I think that's what they're working on in those big dog places. Or is that place where they make the weird, the dog looking?
The robot dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I bet at some point. Yeah, those are going to be able to read our minds. They're
and I mean, if they already look like dogs and they can read our minds, we don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're kind of done for.
We're done.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as some idiot we know gets one, it's a wrap.
Never give a comedian a robot.
Absolutely. No. I'm sure you each came up with like five names of people that you never want to have that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you're like, no. Mm-mm.
Luckily, they're not successful enough yet to get.
Oh yeah,
them,
no,
so it's fine.
No, they won't. Right.
But one of them will be, I'm sure.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes,
sadly.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a second. Bye. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Shalewa. And we're going to do some lady problems. If you have one, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
All right, here we go. Hello, ladies. This might be a silly problem, but I'm asking anyway. A few years ago, I had a breast reduction. Super happy with the results. They're perky and make me feel 100% sexier. My partner lovingly calls them my fake tits, but we know they're all me, just surgically enhanced. For the first few years, I noticed that they were more sensitive, but with continued healing, I've noticed that they are now crazy sensitive. A light breeze or a cute boy, and my nips are poking through my shirt. I've never worn padded bras due to my previous size and don't want to add any padding now. But now that my nips have a mind of their own, I don't know what to do. Any advice to tame the beasts or keep their excitement concealed? Maybe a special bra or something? I just started a new job where I'm representing the county I live in, so I want to be professional and not poke anyone's eyes out. Love you, ladies, and appreciate any ideas that you've got. Sincerely, Nip Tripping in the USA. Titty problems.
Oh, man.
I mean, I know that they have little, like, pasties that you can... get to match your skin color if you want to get those.
Yeah, but pasties are not for like all the time. They're kind of painful.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to be putting a Band-Aid on off your tits all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, especially if they're super sensitive anyway.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I find that shirts with patterns, you don't really notice a nip as much as like a solid color.
Okay.
Yeah, just get a pattern that looks like nipples already, and then
floral. Floral is the
true. You can't tell what's going on there.
Uh-huh. Or ones that have like I have like rompers that have like lining in them. Like I think that usually is a good like some kind of second barrier of fabric.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, maybe those like those little shelf tank tops. I mean, God, yes. I haven't bought one of those. That's talk about Old Navy. That feels very old.
Oh my God, we were all on a shelf tank top.
I definitely bought a bunch of those from like Victoria's Secret. Vicky, like
I got mine from Victoria's Secret as well, and I had no business wearing a shelf tank top. It was like,
oh, good lord, there was no shelf big enough. They never made a shelf big enough for what I was putting on there.
Oh yeah, I tried as well. Was not make no sense.
Know what I mean, honestly, what this the letter writer may need is just the confidence to pull off these damn nipples.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I am only just now, like, this is the longest I've gone without a bra ever in my life since I started wearing bras. Mm-hmm. And I now have come to embrace that my nipple will be at some point hard, except when I need it to be.
Yeah.
As an indicator to let people know that maybe I'm interested or the bar is that way or whatever. But the only problem with that, of course, is that I'm crazy lopsided. So they are just cockeyed and all the time. So I imagine that our letter writer can't find a new job. Mm-hmm. Because that also would be helpful if you
right,
could just
get a job.
Right, the job
thing seems like the hard, yeah.
That's the hardest part of it. Otherwise, otherwise I would just rock those things.
I really mean it. This is bullshit. This is like the fucking patriarchy.
Yeah, I would, especially if you had an operation and now you feel great and now you finally got the nips pointing where you want them to point.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
And now you just got to, you know, cover them bitches up.
Yeah.
For work. Boo. Yeah. Yeah.
That was like when I worked in the Nordstrom shoe department and they made me wear pantyhose. I was like, this feels fucking illegal for so many reasons.
Oh, yeah. I've had jobs where they made us wear pantyhose and I was like, this is a call center. We don't even see customers.
Oh, my God.
Who gives a shit?
What are you doing?
That was a personal preference for someone.
And like, pantyhose is kind of a big thing to push on people.
It
is. Yeah, yeah, that's a lot to deal with.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Hooters is the only place that.
Oh my God,
I accept.
That is a hard thing to push on people. Yeah, Hooters, because it's got to be the suntan colored.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's part of the outfit.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. The whole thing. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I get it though, because like I wouldn't. I agree that it's like shitty that you even have to think about this in your job, but for my own comfortability, I wouldn't want them to be hard.
Oh yeah,
like,
no, not all because, the time.
You know,
it is a bit much. It is a bit much.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's got like a real job too.
Yeah. It's been a minute since I've even considered those. And I have a real job and I still don't care. Yeah, I think y'all are right. I think the patterned shirt might be the way to go with a camisole.
Yeah,
I don't know how. Yeah,
I think camisoles are your friend. That's like a good like barrier. I think get a bunch of little camisoles.
Yeah,
scarf or a brooch. Two brooches.
Okay.
Get a couple
and they're
brooches.
Just like slightly off kilter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're saying to pull attention away in different areas. So just like randomly placed brooches on your shirt.
Absolutely.
You could get one of those. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Draw the eye
perfect.
To where you want.
Absolutely.
Maybe one of those t-shirts you can buy in the boardwalk that have like a bikini body on them. That
places the boobs
elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
they'll
body.
Never know.
Yeah, body know
which
inspector.
One, which
shirt.
Set is yours? Yes, a body.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can have like a work cardigan that's just like always on your chair, like that kind of stuff. I think is like office. You could have that in an office.
Yeah,
right?
I usually have a artfully draped scarf on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that will take care of a few things.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if this is really your style, but I have like a couple wearable blankets. They're like blankets with arm.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yep.
Tess. I love you, Tess, but that is, I don't know what the letter writer is, but that is a kind of a white woman response. Wearable blanket is definitely like that would not occur to me.
Just at the job in a full on.
Just a blanket.
Whatever, you guys. J. Crew made one of mine. Okay, J. Crew.
White
lady shit.
Just proving this point.
I'm sure they have a whole line of them.
You got a Drake J. Crew Snuggie.
I do. I was just wearing it this morning with my coffee.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, if you can coordinate the blanket with your shirt in some way, mm-hmm.
yeah.
then maybe give yeah. that a shot. If you're in a, I mean, if the county that you're representing is a cold weather county, I guess.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
it makes sense, if everybody yeah. there is cold.
If it organically kind of finds its way in.
Yeah, definitely. I'll also say this because I also had a breast reduction, and like I know exactly what you're talking about, because when your nipples are pointing out for the first time in forever, and you're like, oh, whoa. Like, but I think I was more aware of it for a long time than people around me just because it was so different. Mm-hmm. So it's like people notice, but like they're not really noticing as much as like you realize that you are, because it's just so new to you for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. People yeah. don't have like a catalog place, like catalog of where nipples fall on different people.
No.
You know what I mean?
Or do they?
Most people don't. Most people don't.
I hope not. Oh, God, I hope not. I would hate to think that there's just a group of people like yeah. on their own group chat.
You know that just, there's yeah there's a Google spreadsheet somewhere of where
yeah
our
just oh, like yeah. someone entering you know left one down right one to the left somehow
yeah quadrant 11F
yeah just
that's what WikiFeed is on the dark web
yeah
WikiNip
yeah yeah nobody start that the WikiFeed no. person that's listening to this podcast do not start WikiNip we don't want
don't.
That.
Please.
I actually will say shout out to one of our sponsors, but Third Love, mm-hmm. the way their bras are made, I actually yeah. think this might be a good solution because they're made with
like a memory foam called? Cup.
Memory foam.
Yeah.
So
really
it's sort of it's like not padding, but it is mm-hmm. a little thicker than your normal like bra. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think it would covers up a nip well. So actually yeah. thirdlove.com/lady.
I agree.
Try that.
Well, yeah, it's like you guys, you know, like the commercials of the memory foam mattresses where it's like one person jumping up and down next to a wine glass.
Right.
But think of those as your nipples, but they just that's Third Love. They are really
exactly.
great. I was going to recommend
Have you
that
tried
too.
Wearing a wine glass?
Yeah, exactly.
Just make a bold
just
new fashion choice that everybody yeah. will be confused by and then they won't
yeah,
be paying attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, put a wine glass over each tit.
yep, there you go.
That actually sounds like a lady's beer pong. Beer pong? Beer bong. Beer bong.
Beer bong? Beer bong? Well, that's like the that's the pumping for a woman without a baby. It's just a wine glass on each
Oh my
nipple.
God.
Mommy needs her medicine.
Glug,
glug,
glug.
Glass
filling up with your boob.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you guys are dropping gold between between the team colored adult diapers and the wine glass.
We got a lot
pumpers.
Of Shark Tank a lot
yeah.
of Shark Tank
got
pitches
a lot
to
going
get
on here.
Together.
It's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of money being thrown about right now.
People think of us as comedians
and WikiNip,
podcasters.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
You covered everything.
I mean, are we comedians and podcasters or are we inventors? I think.
I think we're lazy, but we are inventors.
Oh yeah, no, that above everything. Yeah. Laziness above everything.
Most of the things I've invented have been because I was too lazy to get up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's most inventions, I think.
I think
kind
so.
Of. Yeah. I mean, I was a talent PA on the Great American Inventor Show, whatever that was called, which is like pre Shark Tank.
Right.
And we would do open calls in different cities. And I'm not even kidding. Probably 60% of the people that came to open calls had invented their own toilet plungers. Like, because literally they no plunger they'd ever found could work for them.
Oh, wow.
And there were these men coming in with like a plunger that would plug it. They're always men, obviously. Their plunger sure. would plug into the wall and they'd be like, it's the only plunger that works. And it's like, baby, you got to yeah, eat.
They,
what are you
yeah,
eating?
Have they tried a salad? I mean, a What's plunger that'll on? Make them a salad.
But in every city, it was so many different plungers.
Oh,
I was like,
oh my God.
Jesus.
Wow. So funny.
They just need a plunger that comes with Benefiber or something.
Yeah.
Seriously, so you know, necessity is the mother of invention.
The plunging needs to come from inside the body, sir.
Yes, it comes from within.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys remember on Home Improvement when they would do those like man cave reveals, and it would always be like a recliner with a toilet in it and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. Oh, that's so sick. It's just gross.
I know.
What are we? Come on. Just all in one?
Yeah.
That's not relaxing.
Don't get me wrong. I love the idea of a mini fridge next to a lazy boy.
I think that idea is fun in the compartment.
Well, yeah.
Oh, sure.
But I don't want to shit in the mini fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to shit where I eat. Yeah, no.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not moving the mini fridge into the bathroom.
No.
So, yeah, yeah, that's a little odd.
No.
That is a little odd.
Do you guys ever have a snack in the bath?
No.
I'll
drop it. There's no point. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bring a cold beverage, but I don't like eat anything usually.
I usually do a beverage.
I don't like eating when I'm naked.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah.
No,
I think that's true. Yeah, I think
love
that's true.
Eating when I'm naked.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll do a,
that
I'll
is
do a
equally
beer,
interesting.
No, we're talking nothing, not even a wearable blanket.
Nothing.
Just totally.
Yeah. No, Nature's J. Crew. Naked.
Nature's J. Crew.
I'll do a beer in the shower, maybe. Shout out to Tess's old stand up comedy show.
Yeah.
I can't think of, I haven't taken a bath in a super long time. Mm-hmm. And in the shower, I am pretty much business. I'm in there for a while, just kind of standing there waiting for the water to rinse the tears away. But then after that, we're all
that's
business,
part of the,
baby.
That's part of the business, I think.
Yeah, that is a big part of the business. But yeah, so I haven't even you know, gone into read. I think back in the day when I did like enjoy a bath, I would read. So I have a lot of like waterlogged books or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not bringing my phone in there. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope.
Big, yeah. Like a big whopper just right in the bath.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, I can't. Also, I just, yeah, usually I'm going in to wash away whatever food mistake I just made.
Right, exactly.
So I'm trying to forget what I just did, so that's why I'm in the shower. But yeah, no, I don't think I've had any sort of snack, and I may try that.
You know what? Because if we're drinking beverages, like, what's the difference between a bevy and a snack? And like, I'm gonna be honest, I think like a fruit plate in the bath could be nice.
Okay, now that is insane. There's too much room for mistake.
Because I think the problem is you have a wet hand. So a wet hand can grab a beverage, but
no.
The food.
You guys, I take a lot of baths. Let me tell you how you do this.
Okay. Lay it out. T-Bird.
Hold on. I got it. Got a pen? Let's hear this.
You set up a little station next to the bath. Like whether you have some kind of little... something that can just act as a bit of a platform off of the ground, okay?
Yeah.
A couple an old book, something that you don't really care about. On top of that, you place a little hand towel, your beverage, your book, whatever else you want, so that before you handle those things, you have a little towel to wipe off your hands. You get your thing, and then when you're done, you know, so you keep wiping your hands off on the towel that you put on your station.
So you're saying you have an extra towel. Is that what I'm hearing?
All right. She just cuts up some old blankets.
Okay. Yeah, right. Because already this is sounding like too much of a financial investment for me. I may not be able to do this.
I love sometimes my boyfriend will be like, you know, I'm going to take a shower and he wants to come in with me. And I'll be like, oh, no, this is business. That's what
I
say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Business shower. Yeah.
This is a business shower. I don't
like taking a shower with a guy who's trying to get all lovey-dovey. And I'm like, hey, bruh, I'm trying to scrub parts.
Yeah.
For
no,
you.
I'm
later.
Exactly. This
yeah,
is
exactly.
For you.
I
this
am,
is
the for sausage you. Is being made. Yeah. Get out.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like a shared shower on vacation.
Yeah.
When it's like not
fun.
Your shower. Well,
that's a pleasure shower, not a business shower.
Oh, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Needs to be like a
location.
Light. Here's an idea: a shower door, a light for like the outside of your bathroom that says like "come in" or "come out," letting them know.
Now that's like a recording studio.
Yeah,
like on air.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In water, that's good.
Yeah,
oh
exactly. You can if you want, but
I just do that. I just put a sock in the door for whenever I'm jerking off with my boyfriend,
so he has something to jerk off into.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So he knows he should jerk off thinking about me. Well, Shalaya, that's our show. Thank you so much for being on. You're hilarious.
Thank you for having me. I was so excited to be here with you guys today. I appreciate it.
So good to see you. And tell everybody where they can find you and find your stuff online.
Oh, yeah. I'm at all of the important social media places. You know, your Twitter, your Instagram, your Venmo. I'm at all of it at Silky Jumbo. All one word, traditional spelling. Silky Jumbo. And
it's a good ass handle.
Yeah. You know, I got it real early in the Live Journal days.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just stuck with it. But yeah. And from there, you can kind of figure out what I'm doing. I'll say it on one of those, depending on if I feel like, you know, posting a picture of the cat or actually using my words.
Hey, there you go.
But that's where you can find me for the most part.
Awesome.
Yeah, check out her album. So You Just Got Out Here. Sorry, So You Just Out Here. She's so funny. And thank you so much again for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank All right, you. Guys. So we're going to head over to patreon.com/ladytolady for the top secret session on Friday. And talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.